Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. We've got some national news for you today as the Cowboys taking down the Raiders in the NFL last night. 33-16, the final. The Cowboys scored 21 points in the second quarter, 7 in the third, and they get a safety in the fourth to come away with the win. Javonte Williams had 93 total rushing yards. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb accumulated both 210 receiving yards and a couple of touchdowns. Now, the crazy part about that is that George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb did not play the first drive. It was due to a coach's decision, but then the two figured ways to get the job done for the Cowboys as they take down the Raiders 33-16. Let's move to the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers taking down Milwaukee 118-106. Detroit over Indiana 127-112. Philly over the Clippers 110-108. Miami holds on to the win over the New York Knicks 115-113. Toronto taking down Charlotte 110-108. Minnesota taking down Dallas 120-96. The Oklahoma City Thunder still on their win path as they take down New Orleans 126-109. Chicago Bulls taking down the Denver Nuggets 130-127. Moving to the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes taking down the Boston Bruins 3-1. Buffalo over Edmonton 5-1. Florida over Vancouver 8-5. Washington over LA 2-1. Montreal falls to Columbus Blue Jackets in a shootout as Columbus wins 4-3. And last but not least in the NHL, Anaheim taking down Utah 3-2. Well, let's move into some college hoop as Iowa State taking down Stonehill 96-57. Wisconsin over SIUE 94-69. Tennessee over Rice 91-66. Gonzaga taking down SUU 122-50. Moving to women's hoops, it was Northwestern over DePaul 79-72. Alabama taking down Alabama A&M Bulldogs 66-43. Number 5 LSU taking down Tulane 101-71, and Auburn over Georgia State 69-65. Moving to college football, as Virginia Tech hires James Franklin. The old Penn State head football coach did not last long in the coaching carousel as he has already signed his contract with Virginia Tech as he will be the new head coach of the Hokies. The Bengals' Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended for one game for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Spurs' Wembanyama, he will be out for a couple of weeks in the NBA. And last but not least, Last Chance U's John Abib, who was murdered on Friday. The killer has been found. Cedric Irving Jr. could face up to 50 years to life if convicted. Cedric Irving is 27 years old. That's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Horsley with the Basin Radio Network.